Teaching and learning in a post-COVID world. Critical race theory. Howard Zinn. Truth. Band? Yeah. There's a whole lot of crazy going on in today's classrooms. Where do you go for sanity? Maybe not here, but Busted Pencils Radio is here to soothe your anxiety. Now back to Tim, Johnny, and Busted Pencils Radio.
Oh, and Nancy Bailey. Nancy Bailey's education website, America Cannot Build Back Better and Address Equity if Crumbling Dangerous School Buildings are Ignored. Even though Johnny Lupinacci is kind of in some kind of fantasy world about outdoor worlds and teaching and doing kind of crazy stuff, we still need buildings. We still need brick and mortar, and kids need to be rid of lead and asbestos. Nancy, what would make Build Back Better better?
Well, look, I don't want to knock Johnny's ideas of schools. I think, you know, it occurred to me that what he was explaining could be like alternative schools, which when I taught in Florida, for example, in Tallahassee, a teacher that I started an alternative school called SAIL. And that school is still doing very well. Roseanne Woods was a teacher. She's now on the school board in Leon County. And, you know, I think students need traditional schools, I think, and they also need alternative schools. And we need, I think, a lot of options for parents, options for students, but still under a public school system that can be still, I think a school needs to be somewhat held accountable. The charter schools that are run by nonprofits and for-profits that are started by people that don't know anything about education. That's what's, I think, the concern for most of us. And our public schools, we still do need good buildings. If we, you know, 90% of our kids still attend public schools. So it's just unconscionable that it's taken so long, that they've become, you know, so run down, and that we haven't invested in them. But I do believe that for the last 30 years, there has been a push by big business to destroy our public school system and to also get rid of the teachers. That's why when you hear some of these folks talk, you hear facilitators. That's why Teach for America got to be very big in the school system, why a lot of those folks are now running school districts like Penny Schwinn in Tennessee. So it's, to me, marketing schools, which is the goal for these folks, and marketing schools through online learning, I think, is their goal. I don't know if they're thinking about social justice schools or green schools or gardens or, you know, the kinds of beautiful things we might associate with teaching our young children. But I think that there is a push to get rid of buildings and have kids online, online wherever, in cyber charters or in innovative lab schools that they call them now. But I'm just worried about where the teaching role will fit in for professional teachers and whether children will be able to learn or whether they're being manipulated to be trained to fit into some role in business in the future. There's a lot of concern about that too, the workforce push and all. So,
all right. So you give me the opportunity now to actually make another pivot, which is where we were going to start. I'm going to go. And Johnny, we agree to this, but Nancy, building back better. I'm not sensing hope in Nancy Bailey. Johnny and I have talked about this though. I mean, the world, you know, is it, maybe we're not going to build back better. And are you tired, Nancy?
Yes. I am tired. And, I, you know, I try to be hopeful, because I think I am a positive person. I think I do have a lot of hope, and I'm not a quitter. You asked me how I write so much. I love writing. I love looking at these issues. And I love the profession of teaching. It's just that it hasn't been an easy one for me personally. I left teaching much too early. And I just feel like schools have been on a decline for many years. And, you know, it's wonderful to have these great ideas and to do things differently. And I think educators are by nature very creative. And if you would leave schools in the hands of educators, I think that they would be doing great. But teachers don't have any control anymore. That's another issue. They're told to teach Common Core. They're told that they have to assess kids over the, you know, all the time. They're changing so much about how they have to deal with children that they're just not in the driver's seat anymore. It's the people who are outside of education, who don't teach, that are the ones trying to create some of these changes that I think are very questionable and probably won't work. So it's frustrating to see that, to see, you know, charters that open, charters that close, to hear that K-12 Incorporated, which is now Stride, they didn't do well, but they made $1 billion online. And now they're switching their name over to Stride, and they'll continue to make money. So it is frustrating to see so many different things going on, and that are, I think, detrimental to kids in
so
general.
So many things going on, so much extra money being spent in different ways. When
exactly.
The fact is, like we're saying, let's get some asbestos out of these buildings. Let's get some lead pipe. However, though, back to the original, you know, this quote infrastructure bill coming from the Biden administration, you know, and Johnny, thanks for letting us mess with you, because I love me a good garden school and things like that, because actually I do think that that is one of the ways that we could build back better if we were intentionally stating forward. I sense and I feel also Nancy's frustration about the reality of watching time and time again what we've said. You know, when you talk about Jonathan Kozol's Savage Inequalities, you know, going over 30 plus years old now, you know, what is the fact that we know a good project-based school in the woods or a garden or something that would be great. However, the commitment to not even from a democratic, and this is, we'll go back to our guest from 2 or 3 weeks ago, Mitchell Robinson, right, about the fact that this is the Democrats though again, and it's sad to sit here and feel sad as we see a Democratic administration who, and if you go back to Nancy's blog and check it out on nancybailey.com, quote after quote after quote by Biden and Cardone, by the people in this administration who fully recognized our schools are crumbling, and now for some reason this is the same party that can't figure out how to allocate money to public school infrastructure. That's concerning. So I'll bring us back to that and go, what are we going to do? Nancy?
Well, I'd just like to say what is especially surprising to me is that the pandemic really showed us the poor quality of a lot of our schools as well, because of the air quality and the poor HVAC systems, and some schools still have boiler rooms. So, you know, that to me showed us that we definitely need to fix our schools. I think there, it's not even necessary to say that our schools need fixing. It's why they chose not to. There were no Democrats fighting, you know, for the money for the infrastructure bill for schools. That's just surprising to me. I did read, there's a group called Build America Schools Infrastructure Coalition, And they wondered if perhaps it was because $190 billion went towards three COVID-19 relief bills to schools. The trouble with that is it didn't really go to infrastructure that we know. It may have gone towards fixing the HVAC systems and all, but that money was distributed to states and then it went down to the local school districts. So, you know, it wasn't really earmarked for building new schools or fixing old schools. But one hopeful thing is, I don't know if you know of Pastors for Children. They often comment on Diane Ravitch's blog, and they're from Texas, and they're very supportive of public schools. And they mentioned that the city of Fort Worth passed a $1.2 billion bond to renovate like something like 24 middle schools, I think, that were 70 years old. So that's a hopeful thing, you know, and I suppose that at a local level, you can make changes if you have people vested in schools, but you also have, like, I live in Virginia, and there's a lot of concern right now about a new governor who is maybe going to take schools in a much different direction and try to open charter schools. Charters aren't really a thing here, but with Youngkin, they may be in the future. So just, you know, it's not real clear what the objective is. And that's, I find, a little bit disturbing.
I don't know. I think it's pretty clear, Nancy. You were, and, you know, we're not going to end on a hopeful note. And we do bust the pencils, Johnny. We thank you for taking the time to come on to the show. Make sure, again, you guys check out
the blog,
Bailey's
page.
Education website, nancybailey.com. Especially America cannot build back better and address equity if crumbling, dangerous school buildings are ignored. You know, and there's just so much truth in that statement. We have to be there. And it is sad, Nancy. And there's probably no way around to say, you know, we can be hopeful. But I think you're also saying, but I'm being real. And the reality is that this stuff isn't getting done. And I don't know, you know, how much more people can continue to take if we keep seeing this, particularly if the party that's supposed to support public education itself continues to drop the ball. And here it is right here, our schools. When you're talking about building back better, public infrastructure, the fact that schools is our public school infrastructure is not being funded. Wait a minute, give me a break on that, man. That's just not it. So Dr. Nancy Bailey, thank you so much for your time. When we get back, Johnny Lupinacci and I are going to throw a little bit at this. So, and you know, and if you want to give us a call, you know the number. It's there on the Facebook website. Give us a call. Make fun of Johnny tonight. He's loving it. Nancy right. Bailey, thank you
thank
again.
You.
More
thank
after
you.
The break.
Take care.
Criminal.